The meteorological agency says it anticipates that this year's rains will be characterized by lightning and thunder, leading to havoc in some communities. To ensure the safety of life and property, meteorologist Felicity Ahiafianyong has suggested that people turn off all electrical and electronic gadgets when it's raining. Speaking to Radio Ghana, she advised motorists to be careful when it's raining in order to avoid accidents.
For now, my people are still looking into the pattern for the whole year. They've not finished with their research work yet. But somewhere along last year, I think I broadcasted it on DTV that we are in the La Nina year, which is going to last up to next month. And in that, we'll get some rain and then we'll get the dry season. But for now, we are still in the dry season. This is just a transition period changing into the main rainy season. For every start of the rain, it's almost combined with the moderate winds, windy conditions, full of lightning, because you have enough energy in the system.
What advice are you giving in view of the thunder and lightning? Should we be putting off our lights when we find out that it's raining and it's lightning?
In terms of thunderstorms and lightning, it's not advisable to walk in the rain and then also to use your mobile phones and even leave your electrical gadgets on.
Now, let's look at the pattern. When are you envisaging that these early rains will cease?
For the early rain season, no, but by Friday to Saturday, we are expecting another rainstorm in the southern sector. But its intensity is likely not to be compared to what happened last night.
So after the one we are expecting by Friday, what are we expecting next?
The next one is moderate rainstorm over southern Ghana, and it's not going to be widespread. Even this one is only over the southern sectors, Aveyime, Kuwutafo, Furifuri, Chifu, Prasu, Achimkusi, Sumanya, Akra, Takwa, Chito, Kipkus, Komanda, Utuam, Asamankasi, Kufuridia. These are the areas that experience it. The northern part of the country is just fair and it's a bit cloudy this morning, and their relative humidity has also increased with the possibility of some showers over their area in the course of the week.
Based on your statistics, do you advise that farmers in the southern sector should start planting now?
For now, I don't have that capacity. That's why earlier on I said they are still researching into the group that normally brings out the outlook for the whole year. They are still doing it and it's not finished yet. Hopefully by Friday, early next week, it will be ready and it will be announced.
So does that mean the major rainy season would have its real course? And how do you think it would be like?
Climatologically, if I want to speak from that point, based on what prevailed during the previous years, I would say the major rainy season is likely to be full of rain and thunder and then moderate wind, based on climatological data. But for the actual outlook for this year, it's yet to come out.
But when is the major rainy season starting?
Climatologically, it's a little part of February to March over the coastal strip, that's over the western coast. Then the trend continues in April, May over northern Ghana.
Shadow Officer at the Meteorological Agency, Felicity Ahiafianyong. Meanwhile, reports from Hachoni, Accra say more than 20 houses have been inundated by rainwater as a result of structures blocking waterways within the area. An eyewitness, Isaac Dakon, gives an account of the severity of the situation. He spoke to Irab Napaha.
There is massive destruction in around Hachu. I went to one Dr. Lawrence Kanai, who sits at Gimpa, Electra Gimpa. The whole house is flooded, even up to the wardrobe level. You can't just believe it. The whole wall around the house is collapsed. He has lived there for the past 8 years. And what I learned from him is that recently some people have come to build across waterways, which is creating massive flood in the area. There is a nursery school, the whole place is flooded. We just can't believe how people should continue to do such things against the law. I mean, building across waterways. How? And I think the municipal chief executive of Ghana should send his people there to see what they can do to rectify the situation. Otherwise, one day we'll rise up to hear a lot of people have lost their lives.
Is that the only house that has been affected?
No, the house around the whole area.
How many houses are we counting?
I didn't count, but I'm sure it's more than 20 houses. Completely, there is even a nursery school there, which is just sharing wall with Dr. Kanai's house. Terrible.
Do we have any casualties so far?
Not any human being, as I know, but a lot of properties, I'm sure, are lost. Electric machines, air conditioners, almost everything in the house is lost.
Isaac Dakon is an eyewitness, and he was talking to Irab Napaha.